In a 5-minute look at the dying process, I help prepare the listener for what it's like when their loved one moves through their final moments on Earth. But first,
welcome to the Hope Is Not a Plan podcast, where we address tough questions head on, face our problems, and highlight our hopes by providing actionable planning steps to improve ourselves, mind, body, and spirit. Now, let's get logged in and get locked on to this episode of the Hope Is Not a Plan podcast.
Difficult topic, but knowledge about death can empower us and mentally prepare us for when our loved ones are ready to pass on. Let's talk through the steps of physical death. The first stage is there's a decline in body functions. As disease progresses, the body's systems and organs begin to shut down. Picture, if you will, the start of a step-by-step process to shut down a large factory. The lights, shut the doors, turn the machines off. You get the gist of it. That's what's happening in the body. Some common signs, meaning what we can see, and symptoms, meaning what the patient experiences, include physical weakness, loss of mobility, where the patient may be bedbound, shallow breathing, where it's hard for the patient to breathe, and this can be because of medication or whatever the disease process is, and a decreased or complete loss of appetite. It's amazing how long the body can go without food and fluid and water, but losing appetite is one of the key symptoms of the dying process. Another stage is the altered consciousness, right? And whether the person's on pain management medication or not, many people have begun, and these are two terms that are good to be familiar with, to declare, I'm declaring I'm going to live longer, I'm declaring I'm dying, or to transition their body and their mind and their spirit towards death. And they'll have increased drowsiness. Some may experience confusion, and it will become seemingly really more detached from their surroundings, maybe not responding as quickly or kind of looking around. And again, this depends on the nature of the comfort measures that the person has, the medications, and what, of course, disease process they're going through. But this is where we can be there. This is where we need to keep holding their hand. We need to keep talking to them. The deaths that I've experienced, both as a corpsman and a medic and in my own family, and from what I've heard from hospice and palliative care professionals, is that hearing is often one of the last senses to be turned off. People will hear and they'll turn while they're still conscious or have a bit of consciousness toward the people talking. And that's where we talked about in the previous episode, just being aware of where you talk and some boundaries and maybe what discussions do I have in the room or outside of the room. And as we progress, it's inevitable that we get towards someone's final moments. Near the very end, breathing will become more and more labored. It will sound perhaps gurgly and gaspy, and that's hard to hear. This will be hard to hear and see, but understand it's natural, right? With the medication that people are on, with the decline in cognitive ability and brain function, we shouldn't see this, and it's hard, as our loved one is sitting there struggling to breathe and we're just sitting there not doing something, particularly if they have a do not resuscitate order. But rather, this is the human machine's way of performing that slow, methodical system shutdown. We'll see breathing become more regular. We'll see some sporadic movement. Most likely, it's not purposeful. And at this point, we are going to suffer more than our loved ones are. We wonder what they're seeing and what they're hearing and what they're feeling and maybe thinking, but largely, they're not thinking anything. And we don't know that process. We've had folks, you know, kind of die and come back, but it's hard for us to see them that way. And that makes sense. So understand the emotional toll of watching someone waste away from disease is heavy. The toll continues, and it's paid in sadness and grief as our loved one dies. But there's also some relief that our loved one is no longer in pain. As hard as seeing death, particularly seeing our loved ones die, is, remember that hope is not a plan, and that with some preparation, we can fuel our hope and better prepare our mind, body, and spirit to support our loved one's journey to the afterlife. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with someone you think could benefit that's going through hard times that has someone in this situation. For more on caring for an ailing loved one or parent, visit hopesnotaplan.com. All the past episodes, particularly the one where I talked about taking care of an ailing or end-of-life parent, on the Hope Is Not a Plan podcast. We're on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, wherever you listen. Hope Is Not a Plan podcast is there. Please follow Instagram and Twitter, Hope's Not a Plan. Facebook page and YouTube channel, both called Hope Is Not a Plan. Thank you so much, everyone. Stay safe out there. Spend time with your loved ones. And I wish you all Godspeed.